Bokke tov, morning.
Bokke tov,
I just want to remember what we did last week. A lot happened since last week. Oh, we're in Kufiyut Daled. Well, it just passed there, but Kufiyut Daled starts the Tefillah of Chilui. Chilui, we had a hard time translating it. In the English one, it translates it as making an appeal.
Yes.
It's also not easy to understand what that means. What we understood from the context of the Sefer is that Chidui is you're davening via what's called Tainus v'Piyusim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama Hashem. You're asking questions. You're negotiating. It's like a Masa Matan with Hashem. Not just asking for things. It's actually justifying. It's making attempts to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's built into this type of tefillah. We saw from the Gemara there of Nechunya with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Now, as long as Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was allowed to make the taina that it's not shaykh that somebody who was moisa nefesh or klal Yisrael in a certain area, his children should be damaged from that area. He was busy providing water, digging wells for the Ohel Regel. Not the fact that his daughters should drown. Nevertheless, his son died from thirst because he wasn't around, the Shittim HaKubetzer says, to make that taina. The taina has to actually be made. It's not enough that the taina exists and it's a valid taina, but the taina actually has to be made. And we brought some examples of what it looks like. Ah, but Tainus Atzumus Niflois Lepidoiseinu Meatzoreis Kegon Lama Yom Ragoyim Oma Taase Leshimcha Godol Yanit Soincha V'Atareinu. We have many justifications why we want our tefillahs to be answered, and that's the tefillah of this tefillah. Have we said one has to be a little bit careful here? Yeah, Elokim b'shamayim v'atal ha'aretz, alkein yedvorov ma'atim. That's not a good eitzah. That's koheles. That's a good eitzah stuff. Never mind in tefillah. When you're standing in front of Hashem, you don't talk so much. When you're standing in front of a king, you're standing in front of an Adam Godel, you don't stand there chattering. You know, that's not the time for chitter chatter. So nachinami is the Torah of our poor. Hashem is in shamayim. Your ha'aretz is yedvorecha ma'atim. But it's not so easy to know how to do this, and a person can come very easily to a dangerous place where you're not exactly in places. Therefore, even though Hashem wants us to mafias him with these tainas, in fact, the whole of Sefer Tehillim is all about that. A person has to be careful, and it's better to use as a Sakana Gadol. Therefore, we said it's better to use the existing tefillahs we have, say Tehillim, etc., etc. Be careful when one's using this type of tefillah. Remember who you're dealing with and who you are, which can't be difficult because we've just come out of Nippur, we came out of Pidul. We've been dealing with a lot of aspects of understanding this gap between us, and we keep remembering that Lamais, if it wasn't, if the Torah didn't let us daven, you wouldn't be allowed to daven. There's an otzchutz that we think we can get up and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make demands and ask for things. It's a pillar. But the Torah not only lets you, the Torah commands you to. Hashem wants to hear atzilus. But without that, you get up to daven, they shoot you, they chop your head off. And I imagine you just blondes into the king whenever you want, and you start telling him what you want and making demands. There's a law, there's a law, there's a law. So mitzad echad, it's a hard balance. Mitzad echad, the pasuk tells ki lokim b'shamayim va'ata la'aretz chen yedvarecha ma'atim. Mitzad sheni, Hashem loves our tefillahs, and He wants us to daven. So that's what we ended off last week with, was trying to find this balance. Let's see what he says on Kuf Yud Zayin, paragraph base. We're talking about first person and third person. See how you translate these concepts. second person and third person.
Yeah.
So Nochach is second person and Nisti is third person. Okay, that's we have to just accept that. Amoitzi lechem min haaretz hu lo shenista. He brings the bread from the earth, that's third person. Okay, Nochach v'nisti, second and third person. Not sure how that works, but that's what it is. Govazehu miyasodes haTorah. That's why we don't understand it, because it's one of the deep foundations of the Torah, so we better understand it. We speak to Hashem in the second person. Ato, we use the word ato. Ato Hashem Elokeinu. Like you speak to another person. I say to you, Shmuel, when are you coming? You speak to, we speak to Chosher person. You don't say, when are you coming? You say, when is the Rav coming? When is Abba coming? We use third person. So on the one hand, we say Ato, we speak to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Ato. Reb Simcha Wasserman Zatzala once heard, said the hardest thing for him is to say Baruch Ato when he's talking about Hashem. To use that expression when he's talking to Hashem, for him was a davar ma'od mod kasher lasot. We don't get, I don't have a problem because I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, we were supposed to get more sensitive, it starts bothering you. But that's the verse. You're talking at all, like ish l'reyu, like a person talks to his friend. Tzarech tazach l'liu machmas. Eitzim chesodo v'ein tz'ifim shenosin shielanu keshe ito yisbarach gam b'tzurazu. The reason why we're allowed to do that, and we're still alive afterwards to talk about it, is because of the infinite untold chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wants this and gives us the opportunity to have this keshe with him in this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way, way, way above any ability for us to grasp or understand or touch. There's a rochok, rochok mimenu. Tefillah has these two things. Hilchas tefillah, and it poso is b'seichel v'asoga. V'anu etzem v'koshos racham v'lifnei yisbarach v'hodois v'holilolov. There's the etzim tefillah that we do grasp. We request mercy from Hashem. We praise Him. We sing halal to Hashem. That's the first type of tefillah. Boifin Hasheni, hilchus v'segulas Hashem betolu shleimus tefillah. Avopishvim ein advarim muvonim v'nitvosim b'seichot. There's wired into tefillah. There's hilchus tefillah. There's the mystery of tefillah. There's the mysticism of tefillah. What he means by the segulas, I don't know. Yeah, but there's a power in tefillah that we don't always necessarily understand, and we can't grasp them, but we use them. Same as I don't really understand. I don't know if this is a good model because I haven't thought about it. But I drive my car. I don't really know how it works. I don't really understand what's going on under the hood. But I drive the car because they gave me the thing and they said push this button and drive. The same with tefillah, you get up and you daven. So you're davening. But well, that's the one part of tefillah you can grasp. I'm asking Hashem for what I need. I'm praising Him for what I've got. Well, at the same time, there's something going on here that's way beyond our understanding. The Ika application of tefillah is expressed in the fact that I'm able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second person. I'm talking, I'm having a conversation with the Boi Roi. Ukalosh Mesilis Yesharim, Kashi Yedabe Isho Reyo, V'chaveiro Makshiv V'shomei Eloi. The Loshon Mesilis Yesharim, Azi Tfila, Kashi Yedabe Isho Reyo, like you're talking to your friend, and your friend pays attention, and he hears you. That's the one aspect of tefillah. That's a big sentence. There's a lot in the sentence. In this discussion, this talking, this type of tefillah that I'm talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's kasher yedabe ish lo reyu v'chaveiro makshiv v'shomei eloi. In that conversation, there's untold dveikus and untold pleasure and enjoyment of kedusha that's known to anybody who has davened once. A genuine tefillah, ketinik ben yoima, like a 1-year-old baby. That's how you come to daven a tefillah mitis for shleima. You first have to feel like a tinik ben yoima, standing in front of. But in kol zeh, with all of this, this intimacy, this familiarity that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're talking to Tati, we're speaking to our father. We have a conversation. There's moso moton beinenu. Avalim calls the otzad ishkoyach. At the same time, you can't forget for 1 second. Odin yonim v'sugius betfilah. There's other things you need to remember about tefillah. V'kera ha'aba v'machmas tevra adam kashe toifes dov v'nitzgov ne'la umaroyma. It happens a lot because there's a natural tendency when we grasp hold of something transcendent and something elevated and beautiful, for any roi shat study inyan, we don't see everything else that's connected to this. B'chein betvila pamim roi v'islavus ma'at veikus habol yedei dibu v'losh neichachim Hashem Yisparach. It happens that in tvila, that as a result of the enormous arousal and the enormous dveikus that comes via talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the second person, we forget that in Tvila there's pathways and there's ghost things going on in Shemayim that are hidden and way, way beyond our ability to understand anything. It's a very delicate place to stand. He's having a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he feels the Kedush, and he feels the Dveikus, and he feels the closeness, he's mentally having or whatever. But at the same time, you have to know there's things going on here that you don't know what's going on. You haven't got a clue what's happening. In El Marshal, I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about because we don't know what's going on up there, so we don't know what he's talking about. You can't know what he's talking about because he just said you can't grasp that. So what nafka minute does it make to me that there's all these other things going on? I need to talk to Kodesh Baruch in the second person because that's the way Angel Knesset Gedolah set up the tefillah. And I talk to Hashem. And through that, I come to an enormous elevation and enormous arousal, and I come to a dveikus through tefillah. What do I care what's going on behind the scenes? The same as I drive my car. I drive my car, if it's gewaldic. Who cares which piston's going where and which wire and echze oved adela ade ma'ach patli? Hinei l'moshel. The tefillah yesh halochos. Let's try and understand this with a model. In tefillah, there's halachas. We know there's hilchos tefillah. Baruch Hashem, we were very glad to learn a lot of hilchos tefillah together. Eze tefillah mo'ile yoyseme, eze pochot. Which tefillahs help more, which less. We're going to mala nizgovah shel tefillah betzibu. We know there's a mile of tibu betzibu. Kera haba etzel bala avoid etzirim. Shekashalem lachno lenafke mina. There are a lot of Balei Avoda, the young guys, the young Bnei Torah. It's hard for them to accept the difference between one place and another, between one time and another. The mice is, and we're talking about someone who's genuine. We're not talking about somebody who just doesn't want to get up for davening, say davening at home. We're talking about somebody who's he's a ben aliyah, ba'al avoda. So my nafkamina. I'm talking to my tati. I'm talking to Hashem. He feels close to Hashem. He feels kibbutz. Look, my nafkamina. I'm standing in a room with 10 other people. I'm standing on my own. I'm talking to Hashem. Hashem's everywhere. Ma ba'ya. Because the very direct chazal b'maidus tefillah b'tzibul, when he sees the Gemara and the chazals that talk about the enormous quality of tefillah b'tzibul. In the depths of his heart, he's not bezalzel b'ze. This guy's davening b'yichidus. He's trying to understand who we're talking about. He's a ben aliyah. He's a bal avoda. He's into the. He's on the pash. He's on the derech. Yeah. But he wants he davened alone. He doesn't see my nafkah mina davened betzibu davened beyichidus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm talking to my father. I don't need an audience. Yeah. And then he sees the Gemara. The Gemara says davened betzibu. Wow, the Gemara does all the minors of. He does. He's not mezalzel b'zeh bichlal because he's an emistik here. If Chazal say that, Chazal mean it. So what does he do? He says, yeah, that's only talking about people that need it. Zelo lechatchila. That's for people who need. They need some assistance, whatever, in order for their tefillahs to get accepted. וצריך לפעיל אותו כפי כללי היוצרו. They need to push the buttons and drive the machine the way that the instruction manual says. אבל מי שזוכה להרגיש בחוש קרבס השם, but someone who really, really feels close to השם, he's זוכה to this קרבס אלוקים. מה לי בציבה, מה לי ביוחד, ומה חוסר לי מתפלל ביחידס?
Yeah, the problem is that the text.
I feel close to Hashem.
Yeah, but the problem, the text is Lashon Rabim. It's Rafael Nu.
But this is what's going on in this guy's head, and it's very common. It's a common thing in the young Balaliyah, the young Balaliyah. He's not Mazalzel in the Chazal. The Chazal's just not talking to him. You know, when you're flying in an aeroplane, they tell you we're about to land, please sit down and don't stand up to the plane stops, yeah? So you've been on a plane before, as the plane lands and it's still taxiing on the runway, people start standing up, yeah? You say to him, didn't you hear the guy saying you shouldn't stand up? He said, sure, I heard him. So why are you standing up? He said, because he wasn't talking to me.
Yeah.
He was talking to everybody else. Lord of Allah, I know how to stand up on a plane. I'm not worried, you know? It's a still because the Achdor. This is what's going on here.
Okay.
All those chazals about the Ma'ala Tfilah B'tzibu, but I don't need it because I'm already so dovuk in Hashem. I can talk to Hashem whenever I want. I don't need the tzibu. הרי הקודש ברוך הוא שומע אותו בפועל, הוא מציע, השם listens to me wherever I am, so what I need to see before. וכן עוד הלוחס וגדורים ומנהגים שספרי הקדמוני מולה מהם, ספרי הקדמוני, many, many, many הלוחס and fences that the early ספורים are about, that are written about, ונראה לו פעמים שכל זה הוא רק לאנשים פשוטים. All that's just for simple people, אבל אני כבר בלפילה. אבל לא למי שתופס ואז הגיני נתפילה בעוצמוס ויופי. But I'm a guy that understands the depth of תפילה, אז אני לא צריך את כל ההלכות האלו. וכל זה תוס נוירה והשקופה מוטייס שהר בחלול עם תפילה, הפילויים, ועצום עם כל הרוגעו. That's a massive, massive, frightening, terrible error with השקופה, קרום כזה, זה... Many people have fallen very, very rough from this. We can't talk about Avoseinu Shemoilo, but al derech limu teira. Zo ayusa bepashtus to ultim shal nada vaviu, bnei Aaron. This week's Pasha.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't talk about those holy people because we don't know what was going on there. The Lord didn't come a gadol emayu, the great people. About we learning Torah, we're not to learn Torah. As the pastors, that might have been the mistake of Nova Vaviu. Shekriva b'yom simchas Hashem isbarach eish k'tayrus asher lo tzivo esom. They brought a fire into the heichel that they weren't asked to do. What was the problem with what they did? No one asked you to do it. So what? But I feel the kibbutz said, Akim, I want to bring you something. They didn't do it to rebel. And I still say the kirva. But nobody asked you to do it. Uzeh bo leh machmas shero utzmas kirvosam el Hashem. Beho shula atzmam lashi kirvazu kifi netiyas libo. They had an enormous kirva elokim. They felt this unbelievable closeness to Hashem. And therefore they permitted themselves. They permitted themselves to go according to the tendencies of their mind. And they didn't go after the dry, clear-cut statutes, the laws that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. Once again, Moshe told you, you can't do this. So why do you think you could do it? You're an honest person. You're a tzaddik. Because he understood that Moshe was talking to other people. He wasn't talking to the few individuals where the fire of love of Hashem burns in their hearts. People that have transcended to a whole new level of Kedusha and Tzidkus, where the love of Hashem is burning in their hearts, they're allowed to go ahead and do whatever their tendencies tell them. Vitos Neira, as we learned in this week's, as we've seen this week's Pasha, terrible mistake. Came from a good place. Came from a yearning, a desire for Kosh Baruch Hu. No one was rebelling, yeah? No one, look at Chet HaEgel. Even the Chet HaEgel could have had this Nukud in it. Aval the Nukud is, no one asked you to do it.
Yes, that was the same.
The Kravya Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ala ma'ala mikol tvisa, kadosh v'noyre shmo, shim kol oitzna v'noychach. With all the power of speaking to Hashem in the second person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way beyond anything we can grasp. Adainu nista betachlis ayesta. And he's completely hidden. He's gone, whatever we know of him, it's totally hidden. K'mo shelo machshavoy samachshavo seichem. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. K'mo kein v'lo darcheyem darchay. Your paths on my path. This is very choshuv to know this. We have to do what we have to do. Ah, it's a bit dry. You don't get the feeling. You don't get the... We have to do what we're supposed to do. No one asked you to do anything other than what you're supposed to do. Now, when a person starts becoming a Baal Aliyah and he starts feeling Kedushin, he starts feeling Kirva like Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then keeping these halachas and staying within these boundaries sometimes feels a little bit dry, and he starts looking for his own ways of expressing that he's livus. Because there you can become, that's not of our view, according to this pshat. You can go very, very wrong. And we see it today a lot. We see a generation that lives mamash below their neck. There's almost no seichel left in the door. Yeah, but I just don't feel it. Somebody told me yesterday, when was it? The day before yesterday, at a meeting with somebody. Yeah, he doesn't daven. Why not? Because he just doesn't feel it. Who asked you to feel anything? Who asked you to feel anything? You have a chiv to do it. You have a chiv to do it. You do it because you have to do it. Why? Not because you have to do it, but because Hashem knows what's good for us. And Hashem's way beyond our understanding. If Hashem told you to do it, do it. In a chinami, the illness, and one has to develop the feeling and the kirvus elokim and the noichach, you talk to Hashem in the second person. So funny, you have to feel the kirv and the slivus, and it's a beautiful thing. I don't want to mazalzel bezeh bichlal. But when it's not like that, it doesn't permit you to start doing your own thing. We're bound by Shulchan Aruch at the end of the day. Within Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of space to move. Well, you think that you can daven be yechidus because you've got all this koyach, and the lochus, that's for other people, that's for the simple people. No. You're also one of those people, and one has to humble oneself and come down and get the message. Well, kain kol ba'al avoyda, because shosoy litkarev el Hashem. Again, we're talking about ba'al avoyda here. We're not talking about people that aren't interested. You know, they come to daven because you have to daven and they go home. We're talking about people that want to get close to Hashem. They want to be oved Hashem. They want kevus elokim. Together with the feelings of love and the closeness that they feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beautiful. One has to tremble in front of the chukim of the Torah, and you have to accept the eitzos, the advice, the Torah that's been taught to you. You have to use the halachas of the Torah to get to what's genuine kirva, not the kirva you designed for yourself. The kirva that Hashem designed. Hashem said, "Daven in a minyan." Yeah, but I can be more itlavut and I can feel Hashem closer. And daven yichidus zelo kirva amitis, because you're going against the halachas of tefillah. You can't go against the halachas of tefillah and say, "Oh, I'm davening a better tefillah." You have to believe, you have to trust the Torah and the Chachomim of the Torah. Shirak divrem heimarotz and Hashem amiti. Hashem says, "Daven in a minyan, you don't have to daven home. You got 55 svaras and a whole lomb. That's why you can daven be yichidus." But at the end of the day, Rosh Hashiva and Tifrach Rav Pultz always brings is a lovely, lovely story. I can't remember who. One of the rabbis, you know, the Hasidim davened late. You know, they have a tendency to daven late. Why? Yeah. It comes from a good place, essentially, is because if you prepare properly for tefillah, like we saw, Hasidim restraining, they used to wait an hour to prepare for tefillah, then they daven later because you feel you can daven a better quality tefillah. It's a more beautiful tefillah. As well, we're not about people who want to sleep late. We're about genuine people. Mama's genuine Baal Avoda. So they daven a bit later. It was, I can't remember who the Rebbe was. It was the Geru Rebbe, the Belzer Rebbe, Lozoche. He used to daven early. He davened early like everybody else. So one of the Hasidim once asked him, why, what's Maze? Why don't you spend time preparing? Your tefillah could be much more beautiful, whatever. Exactly know what the Nusach there was. So he said, "You're right. 100% right. I could meditate and prepare and wait and daven later. And my tefillah would maybe be a more beautiful tefillah. What can I do? It's a cost of Bataira that I have to daven before source my tefillah."
Yeah.
And he brought a raya. We say every day in the Keteiros, that if we would add honey, if we would put dvash into the Keteris, it would be so much more delicious that no one would be able to stand in its presence. It's such an additional quality of beauty, and the sweetness and the godliness of Keteris would be so much better. So then, lama lo ein marvin vo dvash? So why don't we put in dvash? It would be a much better Keteris. It would actually cost a bit.
Yeah.
As I state that the Pulsos used to say, Avada, we can do things. I can daven be chiddus and daven a much better tefillah and feel closer to Hashem, and I don't have this guy Nudnik standing next to me and talking, and this guy's phone's not ringing, and I could develop and build and present a Kosh Baruch a much more beautiful tefillah if I daven be chiddus. So why don't you daven be chiddus? It makes you cost a betayra. That's where the balance here is. The balance is doing the best you can within the Gedorim of Torah.
Yeah, exactly.
And a genuine Ben Torah, a genuine Ben Aliyah, he will arrive at the destination he needs to get to if he'll just follow the manufacturer's instructions. So if you're not a Baal Aliyah and you're just davening because you have to daven and whatever, you don't have this Yitzhahara. But someone who really is trying to get close to Hashem and he wants to feel Kevasel Hashem, not a Vavil, and they have this ace burning inside of them, they might want to put some honey into the dvash, some dvash into the keteiros. And you're right, it would be a much nicer keteiros. Lama lo osim, v'nashir kosu b'teira. And that's, we always have to come back to that. Mashir kosu b'teira, that's what defines our avodas Hashem. Hashkofas ha-teira is defined by halacha, not that the hashkofa defines the halacha. I have a certain hashkofa, and then I fit the halacha to suit me. Yeah. No, you have a halacha, and then your hashkofa has to fit in with the halacha. In this type of tefillah of chiloi, where we're balancing this intimacy and closeness with Hashem, talking in the second person, at the same time recognizing that Akash Baruch is way, way beyond all of us, and we don't have that much freedom of movement in this area. Ad Khan. We're going to carry on, Bezrat Hashem. Next week's Bein is Mani, Maval, call I'm able to, and we're able to, Bezrat Hashem, if you choose. Bekarov, we don't know what's going to be. Whatever's happening, Bezrat Hashem, we're planning next week on. If you're available, we can
put it out. It's okay.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
See you next week. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Shalom.